There you go.
Well, greetings, and it is a privilege to be able to present to you once again. And since our time is limited and brief, I would like to just jump right into a couple of things. First of all, coming on the heels of Steve Dace and his comments, I want you to be assured that as a candidate for governor, I know who I am, I know whose I am, and I know who I serve. That is where the baseline is with me. At the Capitol today and visiting with a lot of you, one particular question stands out. I had a person ask it, you know, Bob, what stands out? What makes you different from the other candidates? Well, I'd like to hit on what makes me different from the other candidates in this race. First of all, I have Chuck Norris endorsing my campaign. That's what makes me different from some of the other candidates. But not only do I have Chuck Norris endorsing my campaign, I have Mike Huckabee endorsing my campaign, I have David Barton endorsing my campaign, and I have your own Michael Ferris endorsing this campaign as well. Those things I hold with a lot of, to whom much has been given, much is required. Matter of fact, when I did my announcement on Labor Day in my hometown of Sheldon, I made this promise without most of you in attendance. I said, as your next governor, I will appoint a homeschool representative and a private school representative to the State Board of Education to symbolically, if nothing else, make sure that this is about parental rights, not about government control. But one other point that I want to drive home today. April 3, 2009, the world shifted. Here in Iowa, at least. It's when the Supreme Court made that infamous opinion that Iowa should now be a same-sex marriage state. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get something, because that Supreme Court legislated from the bench, they executed from the bench, and they amended the Constitution from the bench. And this highlights probably the main difference between me and the other candidates. When you have a Supreme Court that goes outside of their jurisdiction, you need a governor that will hold that court in check. That is why I am the only candidate who has promised and pledged that on day one, not on day two, not on day three, not on some day in the future I need to think about this, but I will issue an executive order on day one that places a stay on the Supreme Court opinion until the legislature deals with it or until the people of Iowa have a chance to vote on that particular issue. But this is why you, as a homeschool community, should be so concerned that a governor would actually hold a court in check when it steps outside of its bounds. Because every candidate will say in the Republican side that the people of Iowa should have the right to vote. The people of Iowa should have the right to vote. But why you need a governor to hold that Supreme Court in check when they talk about equal protection provision? And if that is what they're basing our freedoms on, if we allow a Supreme Court to dictate what our freedoms are, how you educate your children is in jeopardy. Now, a lot of people say, Bob, no, you're just causing fear. No, no, it's right there. If they say, you know, why can Bob send his kids to private school? Why can Steve and Amy send their children to homeschool? That violates an equal protection provision. All kids should have to go through the public school. You need a governor to hold that court in check. This is a freedom issue. Because what we hand off to the next generation, will it be tyranny? Or will it be liberty? And as your next governor, I'm promising right now, I will stand up for liberty every step of the way. I've been dubbed as the pro-family candidate. And there's a lot of reasons why to be the pro-family candidate. One is to stand up for marriage between one man and one woman. But one of the most pro-family things I could do is open up this state for business. And let me tell you one way it is not opening up the state for business. You do not open up this state for business by expanding gambling. If you're going to open up this state for business, you put in the fundamentals of development. competitive tax structure, friendly regulatory structure, limiting the size of government, marketing the state as a right-to-work state. Ladies and gentlemen, poll after poll after poll shows me beating Chet Colver in a head-to-head competition. And what that should tell you is that today we should not have to compromise. We should be able to vote for a principled conservative leader with a compelling vision for the state of Iowa, because we can win today. We can win. I enjoy having so many of you on our team. Let's gird ourselves for victory on June 8, then on November 2, and then let's lead by being principled conservative with a compelling vision for the state of Iowa. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.